Thursday, October 30th, 2008. DPP vows to protest talks with China. Preemptive strike. The KMT obtained rally permits for Kadagalang Boulevard and Zhongshan North Road near the Grand Hotel to block the DPP from demonstrating. The KMT's attempts to silence opposition voices are doomed to failure. Huang Xiangqun, Taipei City Councilor. Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, Taipei City Councilors vowed yesterday to protest against Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS Chairman Chen Yunlin at the Grand Hotel after they obtained a road permit, but not a rally permit, for an area near the hotel between next Thursday and Saturday. Chen is scheduled to arrive in Taipei on Monday for a second round of cross-strait talks and will stay at the Grand Hotel during his 5-day visit. The Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, has obtained a road permit and rally permit for Kadagalang Boulevard and Section 4 of Zhongshan North Road leading to the Grand Hotel during Chen's stay to prevent the Pangreen Camp from securing permits to protest in these spots. In spite of the KMT's efforts to block the DPP from holding protests, the DPP managed to obtain a permit for the downhill path leading from the hotel. DPP Taipei City Councilor Huang Xiangqun condemned the city government for failing to issue a rally permit to the party, however, and said the caucus would still hang protest banners around the hotel during Chen's stay and find other ways to make themselves heard. The KMT's attempts to silence opposition voices are doomed to failure. We will do whatever we can to express our resentment against Chen and China, Huang said at Taipei City Hall. Rally permits fall under the authority of the police department to prevent clashes between the two camps. The department is expected not to issue a rally permit for the DPP to protest near the hotel, he said. DPP Taipei City Councilor Zhuang Ruixiong said that he would lead more than 100 supporters to protest against Chen by hiking to the rear of the hotel. Meanwhile, DPP spokesman Zheng Wenchan told a press conference yesterday that the party would hold a series of demonstrations during Chen's stay in Taipei. The demonstrations will include a vigil, a hand-in-hand protest somewhere in Taipei, and simultaneous rallies around the country, he said. The party also plans to have protesters use drums, horns, bells, whistles, and other things to make a lot of noise outside the locations of meetings between Chen and Straits Exchange Foundation Chairman Jiang Bingkun and between Chen and President Ma Ying-jeou, he said. The party is also planning on holding an evening rally in Kaohsiung after Chen leaves Taiwan, Chen said. He said, the DPP would promote only peaceful demonstrations to express opposition to the meetings. However, the government has not publicized a schedule of events for Chen's visit, Chen said, adding that the visit should not be treated as a secret, but be transparent. How can the public know what kinds of things the government does with Chen under the table if the government keeps the details of the visit secret? Chen said.